Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming. Greetings, trashlings. Welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine. And Sarah, do you know how I know my period is coming back for the first time since before I got pregnant?
How?
Because I find myself so hideously ugly. Like I want to put a bag over my head. Doesn't that happen to you before you get your period and then like the first couple days?
It does. No, like it very much does. And whenever I get my period, I feel like I want to tell everyone in my life. I do tell like everyone that I'm close to, like, by the way, just got my period. Like, not only do I look haggard, and I've looked haggard this past week, and like, I want you to know that I know that that's why, and I'm more bloated than it. I'm not fat, I'm bloated. But then I also am sort of, without saying it, slightly apologizing for, I mean, I guess it sounds stupid, but it's like PMS is a real thing. Like,
yeah. And you want to tell
people,
it is a real thing. Yeah. You want to tell people, I don't really look like this. This is a mirage.
Right. That's like, by the way, like, I just got periods. So, like, consider me 5 pounds lighter and with a good personality. Thanks.
Right. Oh, God. It's terrible. It's the same thing with, like, being postpartum. Like, I've been, sorry if this is triggering to anyone, but I am a child of the 2000s. So, I believe in diet culture. I'm down to the weight that I was when I was my heaviest in college. So I feel better
because okay.
I'm like, okay, I'm at a weight now that I previously achieved through Miller Lite and it's from a baby. So that's like way more, I'm finally feeling that thing of like, you made a big, because every time you say to anybody, like, I really feel bad about how I look, they're like, don't be down on yourself. You made a whole baby. And you're like,
doesn't fucking matter. Like, I still look bad.
You know, like, yeah. Just let me wallow. But whenever I go out without Daphne, the baby, I just wish I had a sign that said, I have a 4-month-old. So everyone knew once again 100. That I don't actually look like this.
That's so funny. I actually would love to borrow any of your infants. Not that I'm into babysitting, but I could use one too, just for the record. Not that I had a baby, but I am loving maternity wear. And it's really funny that you say that because I too this week, per your suggestion, for the first time in my literal life, I am calorie counting. And it's really funny what you just said though, because I too am back at my freshman 50. I actually got fatter than my fattest this past time, which is why I'm even calorie counting, because I'm like, yeah, all right, you gotta have pants, you know? So like, you come on, you know? Well, it was like all of a sudden I'm like doing stuff in the world again, and I'm like, wow, I literally like don't like, and you know, I have more clothing in this house. Like, I could have a store from this basement, and it had sizes ranging from who cares to who cares, but it's a huge range.
Yeah,
I can't find pants in here. There's a huge problem. So I too this morning when I just weighed myself on the scale that I bought on Amazon, and also the same weight as I was after my college freshman 15. And I was like, okay, I've been here before. Finally, I'm back to like neutral territory. So I didn't even have a baby, but I feel that I'm on par with my peer class.
Do you know what we can say? I'm at the weight I was when I was 20 years old. 19.
Now that is, you are PR. You do have a PR background. That's like a genius way to reframe. Who's the life coach now? What a genius reframe for actually the last fattest time in our lives.
It's like those, I know, I'm so happy that I didn't have the type of boomer mom who says, I weighed 103 pounds on my wedding day. But like, it's kind of, which is so lame to say. And it's like, no, you didn't. I know you didn't. And like I people talk about their mom saying that, and I'm like, I'm so grateful to my mom for not giving me that complex. But it's like the same, we can both say that sort of cunty thing. Oh, I'm at my the same weight I was when I was 19 years old.
20. Side note, what's really funny is when I was in Florida, which then led us to the conversation about Get a Fitbit calorie count, which was, I mean, literally my first brush at anything remotely diet.
It's the only thing that works. I'm saying it as a PSA. You don't have to buy into diet culture. But
if you're
going to buy into diet culture, do the only diet that works, which is calories in, calories out.
It literally, well, I'll tell you what. It's so funny because, okay, and we're here upon, we're on the eve of the Virgo full moon. And this is a very Virgo full moon conversation because it's sort of like, it's funny because I, you know, ritual work and just like responsibility, like what we choose to be responsible for is always so limited to our own like comfort zone or whatever. So it's like in general, like I'm a life coach. I do accountability work and like putting things on paperwork with everyone and myself all the time, except for calories. So when I thought of it less about like dieting or whatever, but I actually, in my mind, I was like, just get curious. Like, and I took your advice. I don't know if you remember that you told me this, but you said when you first start, don't try to reduce
what you're eating. Just track everything you would normally eat so that you can see what it is.
Well, so that has been the biggest illumination. So I did that. And when I saw, because in my mind, I'm like, I make healthy choices. Like, it's my metabolism. I'm just now almost 40. And it's like, no.
So when is J-Lo. J-Lo's freaking almost 60.
Right, bro. Right. Like, would fuck her over me 1,000 times over. but it's funny because it's like, I'm like, literally my day job is like accountability and like tracking like via that's even what the moon ritual work is. It's like, let's keep track of what we're like, what seeds we're sowing and what seeds we're planting like every month. And then like, and then you have this like spreadsheet of like the actual like evolution of the garden of your life. Except I've never done it with food. All of a sudden, no, when I started doing it and I was just like, no judges, let's see how much calories you're actually eating. I was blown away.
Yeah,
wild. And also just the mindfulness of even just like how many pita chips. Like the fact that I was so disconnected from like, I was really like mindless. That's why I was like resorting to lobsters because it took a long time. I was so I was being so mindless about, I was really just like, Right. Like, just,
I need
just sticking
food
my
that
hand
has
in
a
something
house.
And
I need to make something homeless before I can eat it. That's how it is.
No, yes. I would have to go murder it. I was murdering my food then to cut my own hands just to stop myself from like the actual volume of eating I was doing.
Well,
and
this is the thing.
It makes a difference now.
It really does. The modern food industry makes it so that you are mindlessly eating. Like everyone, I think, has a mindless eating problem at some point in their life. When I was working at Business Insider, I don't know why I needed to say the place I was working at. That was weird. But okay. When I was living in New York.
Because you're a Capricorn, Mal. You're a Capricorn.
Oh my God. Do you want to know? Yeah. This is just a quick side note. When I was thinking about how when I was little, I longed for family meetings. And is that the most Capricorn thing you've ever heard in your life? And it's
not only that, but you also have your South Node in Virgo and your moon. It's the most earth. You are like all earth sign. It's the most earth sign shit I've ever heard. Like,
and it will tie back into later when we talk about Kyle Richards and Mauricio. But anyway, like
on
everyone,
my list. Very good. Same page.
Good. Everyone has a mindless eating problem at some point in their life. When I was living in New York, I thought also that I was making healthy choices. I would come home from work. I would go to the bodega across the street. I would buy one of those little drums of cashews, roasted, salted.
Yeah.
I would eat the entire thing. And here's what's crazy about that. Is it a healthy choice to get cashews? Yes. It was the
You're like, yes. That's what Jennifer Garner has in her bag.
It was, exactly. It was the same calories as a triple Whopper when I finally started tracking my calories. I was
okay.
I could have been eating
exactly
a triple cheeseburger as my afternoon snack this entire year. Like, this is stupid. So that's why, I don't know. I mean, like the, in an ideal world, in order to maintain your weight, you wouldn't need to keep track. But modern food society, especially in America, is making it so that you actually do have to do math to kind of have like the,
or at
you know
least
what I
just
mean?
Go on like, or get an app. I mean, I'm not like doing math, but I am like letting the app do the math. Like the app is doing the math. And it's interesting too, because in the app, it actually breaks down like proteins, carbs, you know, fiber, all that. And it's just funny because I guess for me, the biggest thing is how easy it is. And actually, I have no judgment about this. And in fact, I'm quite grateful for this, that the human brain has the capacity to turn on and turn off certain like areas of focus, just depending on what you are willing to face or tolerate or whatever. So like, I'm shocked that I'm finding it like actually sort of interesting, where certain things, like I'm plugging in certain things in real, and that I would think were like super healthy.
Things that
and
are
then
marketed
going, like,
as healthy.
Right. Exactly. Either marketed as healthy or just sort of like socially accepted as normal. Like a turkey sandwich, homemade turkey sandwich with cheese is actually a big issue for me.
And like pita chips.
Who told us
pita chips were healthy? Where did that come from? It's just the same as regular chips.
That is so real, dude. That
is
so
real.
Like,
you don't have to eat pita chips. If you're going to eat chips, just eat the chips you want. It's so fake. It's such a lie.
Well,
anyway,
I want pita chips because I'm, well, I just want to say real quick, I want pita chips because I'm doing a lot of dips. I do chips and dips as a primary. But even that has been interesting to be like, okay, well, take 5 seconds and take an extra strap and just actually take a teaspoon of the hummus out and put it in a plate first. You can have more, but I was just, or whatever it is, whatever the app says is like, this is whatever. But it's just crazy because otherwise, like, I was just like going to bed with tempty cream cheese, like by my side, like not even clocking that there was like an amount of tempty that you like, that would be a serving.
Yeah.
And side note with repeated chips on the bag, it says that a serving is 14 chips. But truth be told, if you're really paying attention to it, like 5 or 6 is actually enough to just dip in some hummus and get up, go on about your way. Like the fact that we're even being told like, hey, 14 is normal, which it is. It's not, I'm not saying that it's normal or not normal, but it's just like, oh, do I actually need like 11 more chips? And it's like, I actually don't.
Yeah. I need to eat the whole bag if I'm going to start chips, and that's why I don't start chips. But this is also, I want to say, because I sound very smug when I talk about exercise and nutrition, but it is truly the one part of my life that I ever have a grip on. And that is my journey, because this is the thing, like I'm on Nick's case all the time about eating healthier and like, just exercise. I'm like, why don't you exercise? You should exercise today. I exercise today. Like I do 20 minutes of exercise 5 days a week. It is the thing that I'm really good at sticking to. I have forced myself to become disciplined when it comes to diet and exercise. Guess what? I make $0. My career.
Thank you, patrons. We make $100.
You are my only source of income besides my husband right now, because I am not disciplined in any other area. So anytime you hear me talk about this and I sound like a smug bitch, it's because I have nothing else going on. It is the one thing that I'm acing.
Well, so wait, I actually just screenshot this for you this morning. What is it? Have we ever come to any conclusion about?
I think
this
we're
is
doing
very
screenshotted.
Full moon question. Screenshotted. Okay.
But
so
I like screenshot. Screenshot is way
it just
better.
It seems like it's in the past. It was in the past.
I screenshot. Yeah, do it.
I screenshot. Okay. So I screenshot this for you while we were, you know, this morning. It really resonated because not only is it the Virgo full moon today, it's Saturday morning at 4 a.m, but for both of us, I think this is helpful. And for all earth signs, especially during, okay, so just real quick astro lesson, during Pisces season, we tend to be a bit confused. Even like, why haven't we had an episode all week? Because it's like, what is the news even? There's no real news, although there's like big news, but it's not really Space Trash Podcast esque, but there's it, but everything is sort of like hazy, blurry. Like we're in the like nebulous, not knowingness of the end of the zodiac cycle. We're emotional. We don't even know why, right?
Yeah.
But Virgo and the Virgo full moon and Earth signs in general are the like tethers to Earth. And so I wanted to read you this post I saw by @Zodi_am. Earth sign energy. And remember, you're a triple Earth sign. You have South Node in Virgo, Moon in Taurus, Sun in Capricorn.
I know.
Earth
I'm
sign
a
energy.
Hot mess.
No. You are a tracker. And listen to this. I'm like, wow, Molly needs to see this. Earth sign energy is less about being stable and more about seeing results. You can see when
yes.
The room is clean. You can physically check off your to-do list. You can get on the scale and monitor your weight. This Virgo full moon, do something you can measure so you don't lose your mind. And I thought, oh, Molly needs to say this because it's not that you're like neurotic or like whatever. It's that you're all Earth. So you need to see the physicalization of work. It's not that you're like a workhorse. It's that you're looking for physical, tangible results.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
And that's why, like, I think, but that is why I think, like, even this, I'm never, the fact that we're even talking about diet culture and I'm like, me too, during the Virgo full moon is no coincidence. What is tethering us all to planet Earth right now are things related to like the body and our routines, because otherwise the future is, yeah, the rest is still unwritten. And sometimes it's hard to plan for a future when everything in the world is in such a flux place. So this is a great time to focus on having the bodies of our 20-something selves, y'all.
Yeah. Our beerful bods. We are focusing on that. And there's nothing wrong with it. There is nothing wrong with it. Okay. Let's move into the celeb portion now that we've triggered everybody who's been working so hard on body positivity for the past, when did that become a thing? 2015? 9 years.
I don't know. Should this
Sorry.
Should we leave that for patrons? Should we put the just skinny shit on Patreon?
No, because they don't want to hear it either. I mean, just put a timestamp in the bio. What?
Okay.
Oh my God, I have the brains of a baby.
The notes,
Sarah.
The show notes. No, we
the
gotta
show notes,
make
thank
that
you.
Merch though.
The bio.
We gotta
info,
make that merch. That's brains of a baby though would be one of those things like when you don't have your kid out with you that would be like the power of merch communication because people would either be like, what does that mean? Or they would be like, oh, Tom Bowers thought that Megan said that Kate had the brains of a baby. And
yeah,
they would
just know
that
deep
you just
cut.
Had a baby.
Very deep cut. Okay. I want to talk about Kyle and Mauricio on Beverly Hills. Because, okay, so the finale aired this week and they showed this dramatic sit-down meeting. Now, we talked about the people story that broke the news that they were separating. And we said at the time, I said it had to have come from one of their camps. People would not run.
That's right.
People magazine, Perez Hilton used to call it knee pads because it only runs things that are like publicist sanctioned. So my thought at the time was that they deputized one of their people to go and say to people, oh yeah, like they're having issues. That person said they are separated, which took it to a level that Kyle and Mauricio were like, oh fuck, that's not what we meant. That's not what we wanted them to say. So they were like trying to walk it back, but you can't unring a bell.
Wait, I want to say, I acknowledge you though. That is exactly what you pontificated back
thank
when.
You. Thank you. And this week on Beverly Hills, like, the timeline became clearer. So here's the thing, Sarah. I don't know if you know this. So on the show on Beverly Hills this week, they showed Kyle and Mauricio. It says they like wound up the season. Everything is closed. And then it says 1 month later. And then the people story comes out. Now, why would that come out 1 month after the show wrapped? And all throughout the season, Kyle is hinting and bringing Morgan around. And like all of the people in the Bravoverse have been saying that she was desperate for all the other women to say what's going on with your marriage. None of the other women took the bait. So I think she was really frustrated. So 1 month after they put down the cameras for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, this story comes out. Now, apparently the scuttlebutt online is this happened during filming of Mauricio's show on Netflix. So there's some, you know, people are triangulating the dates and they're thinking maybe Mauricio's people leaked it because it's a plot point on his show, which is sort of a competitor with Beverly Hills because it's on a competing network. And then Kyle maybe was pissed and was like, we have to pick cameras back up so that we can catch this also, because I'm supposed to show Bravo all of the dirt in my family. And now it's going on Netflix. What the fuck? So I don't know if Mauricio is savvy enough to do that, but he comes across as such a dopey stoner, but obviously he's built this more than $100 million business out of nothing. So like, I don't know.
Well, no, not out of nothing.
Out of Rick Hilton's connections.
Out of Rick Hilton's connections, correct.
Yeah, but if I had Rick Hilton's connections, I would be sitting here doing this anyway also. So like he is, you know, like he's not as dopey as he seems, as he puts himself across as on the show. But I don't know. What did you think? What did you think about their family meeting? What do you think about this timing? Did you watch the whole season?
I did not watch the whole season, but I watched intermittently and I watch all the pertinent clips as they come out online. I mean, the other thing, I believe last time we talked about it, there was this question mark of like, it seems like he cheated. And to me, that was like the overwhelming thing from the like, there was something that Kyle kept saying, like, I can't recover from. There's something that happened that I can't get over. Right. Because otherwise, she's like, we never fought.
She specified this week it was a trust thing. So what else could that be?
Okay, so literally what else could it be? And, you know, per the question of whose camp leaked it, I tend to think based on just the clips that I watched from that episode that her camp leaked it, because even during the episode, she's like, the girls and Mauricio were like begging me not to post a joint statement that we were separated. But she really wanted to put it out there.
I think you're right, because she went to such great lengths to hide it from the cameras throughout the season. It actually kind of makes sense that she would be like, here's my plan. Like how Tom Sandoval was like, I'm not
going to
tell.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell Ariana until we're already done shooting the season. Like she thought that if she perfectly timed it between seasons, nobody would like it wouldn't be that invasive. And like, okay, maybe we'll pick cameras back up one time for one scene, but that'll be it.
Well,
and she thought
two
that
things.
The heat would go down by the time the next season starts, but it's not going to.
Well, two things that strike me as just interesting. So we are going to get into the Tom Sandoval New York Times profile. But one of the things, just a sort of a preview, one of the things that I found interesting about that article is that he talks about the experience of, okay, cameras wrapped. And then it was like 1 month later, they had to break the news, but reality TV style. And I actually thought the article, and we can talk more about it, but I thought it was actually really helpful in terms of like sort of just framing the actual reality of reality TV stars that are like in the game that long, which includes Tom Sandoval, which includes Kyle. Like their lifestyle is now centered around whether they're aware of it or not, or whether they're cool with it or not, but it's really centered around like shooting and everything happening when cameras are rolling or when they're not. But even when they're not, there's this sort of instinct to make sure that it's that there's a public awareness of things so that you actually get the benefit from like the ratings and from the buzz. Like what's so interesting about the reality TV world is that like bad things are good things. So I think it makes everyone feel a little bit topsy-turvy, a little confused about. So even in this show, Kyle is talking about like how painful it all is for her. Somebody leaked that to the press. But I think that let's remember Kyle's an actor, and those tears where she's like, I don't even want anybody to like be putting the heat on me in my relationship. That's just not true. That's simply not true.
Kyle wants nothing more. Like her entire life has been dedicated to having more heat on her than her sisters. And like
And especially, you know what I mean? Related to relationships and men and like boy drama. Like that is Kathy, that is Big Kathy's ethos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ride the boy drama to the bank. Now, the other piece is, it sort of reminds me, I don't know if it was the same for you, but like the two times per earlier, when I got my period and also when I lost my virginity, these were like two cases where like I didn't want to be like corny and be like, hey, everyone, I had my period. I fucked. But I kind of like did like want everybody to like know that like, yes, I was a woman now two times over. I think this is how Kyle feels about like, and I'm bi. Like, I think that she needed everyone to know that they were separated so that everyone would speculate that she's actually a cool lesbian. No, she's not a lesbian. She's bi, I guess, because she still loves Umansky.
We don't know what she is, and we have no idea if it's real. And it's
but even today in the news, though. No, it's, I think they're dating. Today in the news, they were, did you just see all the posts? They were just at an event together, and Morgan's hand is on her ass. She's kissing her neck, her hands on the small of her waist. They're dating.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that. Well,
dating.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, yeah, you're right. I think she needed to set the stage. She needed the world to know that she kind of was separated so that she isn't just completely blatantly cheating, which he's been accused of doing. You know, there's always been rumors about that. So yeah.
Well, it's interesting because the way that they keep talking about it, the way they keep talking about it in the show is like, we're still living together, but like, yes, technically, like we're both free to do like what we want to do. There's something about the way that they're saying, like, I love, you taught me the phrase vaguing it out. There's Kyle's doing a bit of vaguing it out in those confessionals because she's sort of alluding to, they're both seeing other people, but she's really, and I don't necessarily know if Kyle's like, hey, everybody, I'm with a girl. But I think even her own inner experience is sort of,
or just I'm with someone besides him. I think that's the only part of it that, like, that's the main thing is like, I have a new relationship.
Right. I'm out here with someone.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want it to be with someone that would piss him off, though? That's what I would do. I would go with someone like if, okay, all right, don't quote me on this. And God forbid it would ever
happen.
I mean,
it's being recorded. I feel it would be remiss if I didn't remind you this is being recorded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. If I was with someone for that long, okay, and they cheated on me, I didn't want to leave them. I wanted to stay together for, let's be real, financial reasons. That's why they're staying together. They don't want to divide everything. But I would, in order to make him see the error of his ways, I would go out with someone who was a more successful, richer version of him. Like, duh. You know? I don't know how this is.
Well,
this is, she's not really, I mean, like, I don't know. I guess maybe it's just someone who's so opposite of Mauricio. Or someone like cooler. I don't know. I guess she's cooler, but
I think Morgan Wade is cooler. Okay, two things. Number one, I actually think that Kyle does not want her marriage to end on any level. I think, if anything, I don't think that she would want to date someone that would get under his skin. I think she would want to date someone that he was like, let's all fuck. Like, I think Kyle wants to it being a woman is her maintaining her marriage, where she's like, I would never be with another man.
That's interesting. You know what else really just, because Capricorn to Capricorn, Kyle is one of the rare Capricorn reality stars. We do not thrive in this field. She kept saying, like, throughout the season, she's like, because she doesn't want to say, here's what all the, you know, fans are speculating. She doesn't want to say outright that he cheated on her because then the girls are going to find out and that's going to ruin their vision of their dad. And it's like, okay, well, that ship has sailed. There's already been like three storylines on the show about him being a rumored cheater. They're going to know, whatever. But like, people are saying that like, she doesn't want to say that for that reason. So instead, she's been, like you said, vaguing it out, saying, oh, he's never around. He always is out opening new agency branches all over the world, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, Kyle, you want the money or not? She's
what
lying.
She's doing.
She doesn't care that he's out opening new agencies. She loves the money. It doesn't matter. Like, when I was little,
in the 90s,
there was this big trend of like storylines on kids' TV shows and kids' movies of being like, my dad always works. He never comes to my games. And my dad never came to my games. And as a Capricorn, I was like, good. Keep a roof over my head, dude. Like, you don't need to come to my peewee soccer game. Like, you should work.
Well, I also think, you know? Like, re-Virgo full moon, you do have a Virgo dad. And I don't know. Like, I do think, like, Andy is objectively cool.
She's cool.
And yeah. I would say just, and I don't even know him personally. And I love you, Paz. But, like, I do think that also for you on a very Capricorn level, you were like, don't come and say something weird.
Yeah, maybe that too. But like, it was when I just never related to any, and he wouldn't say something weird. He would maybe, yeah, maybe he would. He's a little bit of a.
He says some like, some silly things.
No, he's an edgelord. He was an edgelord.
Before
that word was invented. Yeah. But no, it really was like, watching those movies when you're a kid, I was like, what are these kids whining about? You're not going to be a professional soccer player. This is America. That doesn't even exist. Why do you care that your dad's not at your soccer game? Good. He should be working. He's your dad. You know what I mean?
I agree. Let me be honest. Like, maybe this is Patreon only, but like the downfall of my family was that when I was maybe like 12, my dad quit his big high paying Wall Street job and became the soccer coach. My dad never missed a game and we lost the house. So I, you know what I mean? It's like, I totally fucking feel you on that. Yeah, actually don't come and don't coach. Just
right. But don't you want to say that to Kyle? Your life goal was to make more money and be higher status than your sisters. I get it. I'm a Capricorn. And now you have that money and you have that status. Like, you are going to eclipse Kathy because she's like 10 years older than you. Like, you are doing great. You don't actually want Mauricio to stop working. You don't actually want that. And also her other storyline this whole season was, I love shopping. Kyle, you're not shopping the way you shop off the Beverly Hills housewife's salary. Sorry, you're just not. You're not even going to live in Beverly Hills off that salary if you get a divorce. Like, she does not want him to stop working.
She does not want him to stop working. She does not want to get a divorce. I actually think that you need to, I mean, what you just said is to me the obvious thing. Okay, just again, recap. Kyle's a Capricorn sun, Libra moon with her south node. So for her, relationships, not only is the south node in the sky in Libra, but she is a south node in Libra conjunction moon. So for her, being entangled in relationship in whatever way is the only, and like trying to make it work is like the only home she knows. I say this, and I am not being, this is not a hard and fast fact, but I'll say just from my years of being a professional astrologer, oftentimes it's the Libra moons that were either like the baby to save the relationship, or they have this like responsibility to like sort of be the like balance between their parents in some way. There's something about Libra moon, and especially with a Libra moon south node, that puts this sort of like pressure on internally, like from a genuine just subconscious place, puts a pressure on you to like maintain relationship, but also is asking you to let them go, which is very hard. It specifically with Libra and Libra relationships. Now, I think it's important to remember that Mauricio is a Cancer sun opposite Kyle's Capricorn sun, which I, as a Cancer Capricorn myself, I love to see an opposite axis connection, because ultimately, like, we are one. It is the same. And I think she's too Capricorn, Libra, South Node, Moon to say, yeah, this is about cheating. Because that would actually be a real knock to the one thing. Like, no, they are so proud that they've been married for 27 years. They're so freaking proud. And-
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think that they're not going to divorce. I think there's no reason for them to divorce. I think the whole, like, he's always working thing is 100% a shill. I think that is just a way to try to... It's a cover. It's a way for her to say without saying, you've cheated on me. I think Kyle is actually trying, and we all do it, we love to see it, have her cake and eat it too, which
yes,
get really skinny, have a romance, have an affair, explore parts of her sexuality, perhaps, possibly, allegedly, possibly, that she never has before, while also making sure she's not going to date someone hotter and cooler because she doesn't want to get divorced. Capricorns don't want to get divorced. Capricorns are...
I will never.
About the facade. I will never. That's part of even why I have rejected marriage proposals. It's part of why I'm so... If I get married, that's it. It's done.
Yeah, because you're a Capricorn. Moon?
My Capricorn, Moon, Mars, conjunct in my 8th Scorpio house. If we're going to actually combine assets for real, we are never to part. Done. Yeah. Done. I will only get married once. And if it requires me to raise your children, even better. I wouldn't necessarily need another one of me down here. And I also don't even think I'm just starting to count my calories. Like, I don't even know what I would look like after I actually had a baby. So it's like,
Do you know who you need? You need a widower.
I know. Trust me, I would include her. It both work for me. And but I do think that the children have to be out of diapers, but young enough that they don't have any sort of, like, she's not my mom, like, energy around me.
Yeah. Well, the thing when they're in diapers is that
I want someone with, like, a solid, like, 3 to 6 year old.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, when they're in diapers, they're also immobile. So you can take, they're much more portable. I can really I can take her anywhere right now. And she's predictable. If she starts crying, I just need to bounce her around a little bit. Once they get to 2, 3, they are monsters and you can't have a life until they become more civilized again around, like, maybe 6, 5, 6, you know, like, you kind of want to avoid those toddler years because that's a real
I would love to maybe not toddler, right? Maybe not toddler, right? Like come in like 5, 6 years old.
Yeah, I
like,
think that's perfect. I think that's perfect.
That's and like then perfect.
The,
yeah.
They're like still optimistic enough not to realize that you're replacing their mom. They're just like, oh, cool.
Well, because they don't really even know a world. Well, they don't have like the memories of a world where they were a couple. So yeah, I want to get someone that's pre, I expect my dad to be here, or I expect my mom to be here, and who are you? Like, not stepmom era, like the movie, I mean. But anyway.
So I'm seeing a pattern with Kyle of having her cake and eating it too, because another area would be like wanting everyone in the world to talk about her relationship, really trying to kind of mimic a Scandoval type level of cultural impact. Like, she's clearly going for that, but at the same time, and she was desperate for all the other women to ask her about her relationship all season. None of them took the bait. But, like, why is she so wedded to, no pun intended, pretending that she doesn't want attention when she is so clearly desperate for us to be talking about this? I mean, showing up on red carpets with your new lover caressing your hip.
Friend.
Like, yeah, it's like, come on. Like, obviously you want people to talk about it. If she genuinely didn't want people to be speculating about her and Morgan Wade, she would... They would like, there are ways for rich people to not be seen with people they don't want to be seen with. You know what I mean? Like, Taylor Swift does it.
Okay. Let me just answer it real quick.
Also, Taylor Swift is actually semi failing to do it right now, which is interesting, but we'll get to that next, maybe.
Well, and the other thing I wanted to say real quick in terms, like, so what just now, the thing that popped into my head when you were talking about, like, why wouldn't you date someone like hotter and cooler? Like,
not hotter, not cooler, just someone who's going to really piss your husband off.
Make them jealous. I would assume that would be hotter, cooler, richer. But like
jealous one up like, to one up him, you know?
Well, this was the first time where the thought has circled my brain, but like, you know, other big news in this nebulous Pisces season week is that Joe Alwyn posts on Instagram for the first time ever in a long time. And there was a part
of me
that was
a perfect
like,
example. I mean, how emasculated must he be?
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like, if we know that she's putting out a tortured poets album that she just had to write, it actually means, aside from that she's sharing how unhappy she was or how difficult it was, that she's sort of still in love with Joel. Like, I sort of get the sense that it was the first time I've ever had the thought, like, Travis might be just a rebound. Fuck. Like, because he's just so much. He's like the American version of what you'll never be, Alwyn. And he loves me and he celebrates me. And he is bejeweled and he is, but then it's like all those clips came out of him like very drunk before the shooting, where it's like, if that was Dottie, I don't know if I would want Dottie to be drunk at the shooting.
Oh, and, Daddy needs to get drunk sometimes. Daddy's missing all the soccer games. He's working all day. He needs to blow off some steam.
Sure, sure. I actually forgive him for that. And I thought the wrestling belt was so funny, but like,
also like,
I just
wouldn't
sort of,
you
it was
be
the
drunk
first time.
If you won the Super Bowl.
Bro. I'll be drunk later this afternoon. Are you kidding? Yeah, dude. The calories, though, I got to tell you, tequila's not that bad in the calorie counter.
I know. But that's like, what you also learn about drinking. It is completely empty calories.
It's empty calories, but also there are I went through and like there's the calories are different for drinks. Like anyway, the bottom line, though, is that
Prosecco is a good one, I have to say.
Ooh, noted.
Prosecco and champagne. That's why supermodels always drink champagne. I never put that together.
That's interesting. That actually makes sense. Yeah, okay.
Okay, what's going on with Taylor Swift? All these really long lens paparazzi photos that people are super annoyed about. People are very angry. This is what I don't understand. This has not really happened with her before. Is it only happening now because people are so obsessed with her and Travis Kelce?
Well, here's kind of what I was alluding to before. No, it hasn't. Well, it sort of has. Like, I guess like maybe in like the Hiddleston days when they were like on the rocks in Rhode Island or whatever. But in general, until Joe Alwyn came along and stole her heart, she really didn't have any sort of like actual interesting drama, so much so that she has albums on albums on albums that were like, we think this is about these guys, but there's really been flings. She's never, Joe Alwyn is objectively her first like long-term relationship, and he was like, hide our faces from the world, right? Mm-hmm. So now what I think we're seeing is like a, like, so the reason that now everyone's aside from the Eras Tour and Travis Kelce, it's like, and like especially since the announcement of her tortured new album where she had to write it. Do you see her new clips from Australia? She's like, this is the first time since I was a little girl that I remembered that like I need songwriting in order to like get through the mental treachery of like loss and love. And I'm paraphrasing, obviously it's not well said. What?
Wait a minute.
Say it. What has
gasped? Oh, this what is Pop Tings on Twitter says that Kyle filed for divorce. But
no way.
I'm sorry, ignore me. I saw it before I saw that it was at Pop Tings. Forget it. I'm so sorry.
There's just no way. I don't think Kyle wants a divorce at all. I think anything, Kyle is saying, I think Kyle's holding it against him. Like, I wouldn't date another man.
Yeah.
I think she's staying firm on, you're the one that, like, fucks around with other women. I would never do. I think she's really getting off on, I would never, like, you know when like you guilt someone? I think she's like guilt, like, you're the only man in my life. She was not going to cheat with another man because she wants to hold that against Maurice. Not even that she doesn't love him or does, but she wants to be like, I would never.
Right.
That's what she's like more excited about.
Yeah, probably. As a Capricorn, I get it.
But okay, Taylor Swift, the long lens photos, Travis Kelce, you saying that is sort of sounding alarm bells in my mind. Like, hey, look, we've all been women who have loved and lost. Here in the Space Trash HQ, we know that all too well. Is that a song of hers? I literally think it is. She's covered the gamut of the bases of love and loss. Joe Alwyn is her first long-term relationship.
I feel like she was pretty long with Calvin Harris.
Right, but you were in the UK. Here it's like, hey. Also, oh. Side note, there was a picture that they posted of like Calvin Harris at the Grammys, like Taylor like ignoring him, and it basically looked like an emaciated Travis Kelce. And I was like, wow, actually she does have a type.
She does
look
have
up
a type.
The picture of look up Calvin Harris at the Grammys. It is so funny. It literally looks like somebody face tuned Travis Kelce to look emaciated.
That's funny.
But he had the same beard as if he's in the playoffs. But like, I just feel like, not that her and Travis's love is not endgame, and I do think rebounds can lead to vows or whatever. It's not good wordplay, but you know what I'm saying? Like I'm not saying like, well, a rebound, I don't think it's like a bad thing.
I don't think everyone you date after another relationship counts as a rebound. I think it's a rebound if it's short term, and if it's, or like never becomes official. And a lot of the time, a rebound, classic hallmark of a rebound is that it's somebody that when you come out of the breakup haze in the harsh light of day, you're like, ugh.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're kind of like,
I do. Oh, yeah, I actually do.
Oh, that was just a rebound. That didn't count. That was no. Like,
but I do feel like this would be everything that I feel like if I was going to make any like predictions about the Tortured Poet album coming out, I feel like we're going to get a lot of songs that are basically like shaming him for not being more like Travis Kelce, which, right. So therefore, maybe he's not a rebound. Maybe he's actually more like what she's been looking for. Yeah. Well, sometimes we both get crunk and do embarrassing shit. Fuck yeah. Right. But I feel like she did. I think Joe Alwyn is Taylor's first like actual real heartbreak. And even if as a gardener she knew it was coming, I think Travis Kelce is like the most Rihanna Kelce. Travis is the most hilariously like opposite, same height, but like opposite of Joe in terms of everything he's not. Oh, and Joe's, she's just gotta be shorter. Loving that on some level.
Yeah. We've talked about this. Joe Alwyn's definitely shorter than him, though.
I think it's like 6'3 or 6'5. Like, I think they're sort of like, and who has
no, he is not 6'3. Okay. Joe Alwyn is 1.89 meters. This is what I get for moving.
Okay. LOL, internet over there. Meters.
Feet is okay. He's 6.2 feet, which is not
6'2. That's a great.
It's not 6'2. It's 6.2 feet. That's not 6 feet. Six.
Oh, it's six feet. Oh, it's 6 feet.
It's 6'1. So okay, what's Travis Kelce?
He's got to be 6'5.
Height. Yeah, 1.96 meters.
I can't believe we're getting it in meters. So funny. LOL.
So stupid.
What are we doing?
6.4 feet. So I guess they're like 4 inches or two to four inches.
2 inches. That's not that much.
I think it's a bit much.
Well, I guess maybe. Wait. Okay. While you're Googling, how many meters is Taylor?
How many meters is Taylor?
Just let's, because here's the thing. Like for me, as like a 5'3", but now that I'm fat, 4 meters.
It's sad. It triggers people. She's 1.8.
Right, okay, hold on. So, and that means
it's okay. We can just acknowledge that we know it's triggering, and we're, you know,
it's just that now that I'm heavier, I keep saying that I'm an inch taller.
Oh, that's smart.
For BMI sake.
I thought I was so tall until I saw my wedding video. Like, and then I saw
you're
myself.
Like, I'm tiny.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus,
oh, you're tiny, Molly. You actually might be shorter than I'm always the shortest, and you might be shorter than me.
I'm 5'2", but I was.
I'm 5'3", so either way, you're shorter than me, you little shrimp. But now I'm saying I'm 5'4", just because I'm my BMI.
I'm mentally like at least 5'6" in my head. That's how I think I appear to people. And in this wedding video, I look like Snooki barreling around in this big poofy dress. If I had known how short I was, I never would have gotten the poofy dress. I looked ridiculous.
Well, I do think, first of all, you did not look ridiculous. Thanks. It was more for the look, if there's anything that you've taught me about fashion, it's about the steps. It's about the theater of the pictures of the steps. Okay. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, and you had a real step drama going in those pictures. Number two, the after party dress was the actual, even for me, look, I may never get married, but my bat mitzvah was the wedding I'll never have. Okay. And I had three outfits, but the third outfit was actually the fucking outfit where it was like short. It was lace. It was white. I looked cool. That after party outfit and you doing crunk karaoke was to me the epitome of Molly. Like, I feel like that's the girl that I met. Like, I remember and this is very rare, but I remember like the moment I met you.
I know. I remember too.
To me, and I was like, whoa, like my people, like I just loved you. Like, I was like, that's my people. And when I saw the after party, like the dress wasn't the girl, thank you. But the dress wasn't the girl that I thought I met. The after party dress was the girl that I met.
It was Giovanni.
Oh, cool. You are a housewife, bitch. But like, it's like the tinsel and the like the short, the mininess of it and how fucking great you looked. I was like, that bitch.
Oh my God, thanks.
Knows how to party, is cool, but also looks like still classy. Like, there's something about being able to be like a party girl that's classy that I think personally very rare.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I really see that in you. The Capricorn in me sees the Capricorn in you, hardcore.
That's Kate what
Moss,
it is.
Great example.
David Bowie, party girl, classy. Wow.
Yes.
That is the Capricorn 100. Essence. That's
because
it.
Also it's like materially physical. But the other thing about Capricorn that nobody really says is that Capricorn sort of gets off on not pain necessarily, but
torture.
Capricorn energy torture. It's better. Right.
Like,
correct.
Like, that's why I can exercise every day.
Exactly. And that's why I can just wear three pair of spandex and try to get into old jeans and like just be like, LOL, this torture is material, literally and figuratively. But anyway, I feel like Taylor and Travis are really.
I don't know if I care about this, actually.
I just think they're simpatico at the moment. And if anything, their chart, the thing I was looking up, I believe, if I remember correctly, either their sun or their moon, and I could look if anybody cares, but I believe the moon of their relationship chart is in Virgo, which is where the full moon is tonight, peaking at Saturday at 4 a.m. Eastern time. But I think that they're just doing like a physical act out of what she's kind of always wanted, which is someone to just make out with her in public after the fucking show. Come on.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, the Sandoval article.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember it now. How long have we been talking? What is the timer at?
The timer is at 60 minutes, but we're going to have to cut at least 40 minutes or at least 20 minutes of we're fat.
No. Not 20, like 10, like 10 minutes of us being nuts.
I'll cut anything that's inappropriate. I mean, I could also read down. I have a list of just things we could just quickly knock off. Why, you gotta go?
I'm just reading this thing about Kelly Rowland walking off of the set of Today. Did you hear?
Okay. Actually, on my list was me going to ask you, did you hear about this? Because I sort of read into it for like a minute and I'm like, I think this is sort of boring. I guess it was just like she didn't have a locker room. Sorry, I'm still on Travis. She didn't have a dressing room that was like up to par. And she felt that was, I don't know why she walked off during the interview. Well, what did you learn?
Okay. I have to tell this to,
I'm pulling up her chart.
Kelly Rowland, I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. She's like one of the rudest stank attitude celebrities I ever interviewed.
How do you not? Wait, oh, you interviewed her.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what though? First of all, what's really funny, just I want to say real quick, you guys have the same moon. So for you
I
to
believe it.
even recognize that in her is interesting to me, but she's an Aquarius sun. So she is into her
Old.
own fuck. She's cold into her own basic needs getting met, and that dressing room was not up to par. Bye.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, okay, when I interviewed her, it was for a young women's magazine. Like obviously I was going to ask her, like I did research on the single that she was promoting. I asked
Which
her,
one was it? Do you
I
remember?
don't know. I have no idea. I think it was, I think
She
she's
has
doing.
one. I just want to say, if anybody wants to just like beef up Cal like this, I told y'all I was gonna walk like
Oh,
this,
so
is the
good,
one
so
of the
good.
best songs fucking ever.
She's such a good feature on so many songs also. She really is. But so I was interviewing her for a magazine that was girly and fun and poppy. And I did research on the single. I asked her thoughtful, intelligent questions about the single. I don't think I asked her anything about Beyoncé, which I'm sure is the most annoying thing in the world to her. Like she would have been
Well,
pissed.
that's the other headline recently is like if anybody asks her about like Beyonce's like country phase, she walks off as well.
Yeah. But I mean, okay. So then I said to her, okay, so thank you so much for answering all of those questions. Do you mind if we just go through some beauty questions? Because we're trying to build our beauty section. We're doing a lot of beauty coverage. So can I just ask you like a few questions about that? And she was like, sure. And I'm like, okay,
Okay.
what's your favorite
Well,
lip gloss? And she's like, she just didn't play ball for that part of the interview. And I understand that that's annoying to be asked questions that you don't want to answer, but like it's part of the
just
game.
fucking answer them. Yeah, this is your job and you're not
And
Beyonce. Sorry.
I'm actually not your publicist. Like I'm actually doing a job on behalf of a magazine that
A
has,
beauty magazine for the girls.
right, like that has sections to fill. And when I'm talking to
Yeah,
a big celebrity, I try to fill several different sections. Like it's just how it works. So it doesn't surprise me that she walks off when people ask her about Beyonce. She's a bad sport. Sorry, I will say it. It's like I don't think that she's not nice in her everyday life. I'm sure she's very nice, but I just think it's like a fundamental misunderstanding of the point of journalism that leads some celebrities to act this way. And she doesn't owe anyone answers to questions that she doesn't want to answer. But
well, could you shed a little light though? What did happen with Hoda and the Today Show?
here's what it
Bail.
says. Kelly and
Yeah,
her
okay.
team were not happy. They did not like the dressing room, so they decided to pull her off the show, leaving Hoda without a guest host for the 10 a.m. hour. I'm sorry.
No,
It's
they got Rita. They got Rita Ora. They last minute. That's where it's like we're always talking about Rita Ora. Who is Rita Ora? Is she an industry plant? Whatever. They actually phoned that bitch and she was like, be there in an hour and she did
That's
it.
called being professional. That's called being a good
Yup.
sport.
Thank
Sorry.
you, Rita.
It's not nice to do that to people. What was the dressing room? Was it full of garbage? Like, what could possibly, I
I
mean,
don't
it's
know,
the
you
Today
know,
Show. They're the
right.
best in the business. I'm sorry.
It must have been like a rider thing. It must have been like there must be
Only blue
pomegranate
M&Ms or
juices.
something.
Right. I think what is interesting from an astrological perspective is that Kelly Rowland's Midheaven, her legacy, her public facing, you know, the story that we've written over time about her is in Virgo. So for her to have this sort of like pop off, not doing that shit moment on the eve of or like gearing up towards the Virgo full moon is kind of interesting because I do think, again, I've been in pain for Kelly all these years that told y'all I was gonna walk like this hasn't been. When I introduce that song to people, they're like, what? This is amazing. But like, it didn't get any radio play. Nobody really knows it unless you're kind of like a cool person, just like us. But I feel like it's interesting that on this Virgo full moon, we're getting sort of our first taste of like Kelly specific headlines. And it is all very Virgo in nature, which is like, this is not up to my physical standards of excellence.
Yeah.
Got to go.
Yeah, for sure. It is very Virgo coded. And I also really, the not talking about Beyonce thing is also just poor sportsmanship as well. It's very similar to when Ross came to my former place of employment from friends. What is his name? David Geller.
David
Ross.
Schwimmer. David Schwimmer.
Sorry.
Not Geller. Schwimmer.
Okay. He talked about how pissed off he gets when people ask him about friends. And it's like, Ross.
Bro.
You never have to work again a day in your life because of friends.
It's the thing.
It's a beloved television show. Like, you are so lucky that you contributed in such an amazing way to such a beloved show. Like, how could you be above it? You're not above it. And like, I'm sure it's so annoying having people ask you about friends when you have become a director of off-Broadway plays. But guess what? They want to know about friends. So you just have to kind of do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. None of these celebrities, it's kind of like how I always say, if you want to eat in a restaurant, you should have had to work in a restaurant so that you actually know what it's like for the people working in the restaurant to serve your entitled ass. And at the same time, right. I feel like if you're going to be interviewed, I feel like you should also, you shouldn't have to work at a news publication, but I don't know. These people's publicists are doing them a disservice. Like, whatever person said to Kelly, yes, I'm sure no publicist said to Kelly, yeah, it's a good move if you walk away when this press that you need in order to promote your new single asks you about Beyonce. Like, no publicist in the world is going to be like, yeah, you deserve to only talk about one thing. Or maybe they do. And that's why so many interviews suck. You know, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's just it's not a cool move to be so persnickety about what you're going to discuss when someone with a free will is interviewing you.
I feel like at the end of the day, unless the question is like genuinely offensive or like demeaning in some way, it's just like, answer the fucking question. Like, if we're going to ask Britney Spears in the 90s to watch haters on the street talking shit about her and have a reaction, the very least you could do is say, I'm so proud of Beyonce. I feel like an interesting astrological connection I could make is that now that we know, because we're looking in this conversation in real time at Kelly's chart, her midheaven being in Virgo, it's interesting to me that Beyonce, who I think objectively is in a class of her own, is a Virgo sun, because actually the nature of this relationship, the synastry in Kelly and Beyonce's charts, is that Beyonce's sun is conjunct Kelly's midheaven, her legacy. So for her to even try to deny that Virgo Beyonce is a part of why we even know who the fuck she is so fucking ego dumb lame. Like, yeah. Let go of your ego, Kelly. It's actually okay if Beyonce is the one that got you there.
It's so
like,
great.
So all good.
Yeah, it's so great that you were in Destiny's Child.
So lucky.
Like, we love Destiny's Child, and you are so talented, and we are interested in the fact that you and Beyonce are adoptive sisters and you grew up together. And you know who would actually never walk off of a set because of her dressing room?
Solange?
No, Beyonce.
Oh,
Beyonce
right.
would never do that. But also, by the way, she would never do that back in the day when she used to go on talk shows. Today, she no longer goes on talk shows. She no longer does press. She no longer is interviewed because she doesn't want to agree to the rules of engagement. So if you're not going to agree to the rules of engagement for doing press, take yourself out. But if you're doing press, it's because you need press. And if you need press...
I was just going to say, exactly. Go ahead. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you need to be respectful and nice to the journalists who are making a fraction of what you make.
100% right. Beyonce gets to take herself out of that conversation because she actually is Beyonce. And you know what? Even during the Destiny's Child, no, but not anybody could. That's the thing.
Well, their album sales would tank.
Right. It's literally me in the comedy business. Like, I'm living that, which is like, oh, I don't agree with all the shit you're saying. I'm firing my agents. I'm firing my management. I'm going rogue. And then it's like, oh, and I have the same 2,000 followers that I had in 2012. Like, so it's like, that was my choice, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, it's a little bit like delusional It's a little bit pie in the sky.
Well, it's very Kyle Richards trying to have your cake and eat it too. Like, you can't have your signal boosted by the press if you aren't also going to answer a couple questions about lip gloss. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We're actually, the press is not working for you. They are not. Because if they were, they would be your publicist and no one would be reading it, because it would just be like, Ross is amazing. Ross is amazing. Kelly is amazing. Kelly is amazing. Like, yeah, there is some market for that with like fan Twitter, but it's not going to be a real publication. Like, real publications are serving their readers. They're not serving the celebrities that they interview. So it's just from the dawn of time, it's been, oh, if you are promoting a movie, you have to answer questions about your personal life. Like, you can dodge them politely, or you can like agree that it's not gonna, you know what I mean? Like, there's always been that give and take, because no one wants to read a profile of a celebrity who's only talking about the movie role.
We actually don't want anything about the movie role. We want to know, like, what is your skincare? How much do you fuck? What are your pet peeves? We're only interested in the personal.
And then we will start to like you more, and then we will go to your movies. It's like,
that's,
you know,
the thing. What you just said, it's like, I agree completely, except the one thing I just want to say is that, like, no, it serves the readers and the audience. It serves the star as well, because what is required for you to have a career that is financially stable, successful, predictable in whatever way, like, requires that at the very least your audience thinks they know who you are, and that they think I think parasocial relationship is sort of like what in your day journalists found themselves sort of at the crux of, like, should I tell them about Kelly's lip gloss? But if you did, everybody felt closer to Kelly. We all bought Juicy Tubes and then went to listen or watch or do whatever because we felt connected to her. That's like sort of the game that you're playing, unless you ascend beyond needing, like I have here in my parents' doggy daycare basement, needing that kind of external support.
Or if you decide not to take it, you don't have to ascend beyond it. You can just decide not to take it. Like, Kelly, you are free not to co-host the 8 a.m. hour of today or whatever it is. Like, you don't have to do it. You really don't.
Well, I think it's weird, though, that it wasn't just. Sorry, go ahead.
You can just sit in a room and make your music and post it to SoundCloud. Like, you can, I promise.
Correct. Like, I think the particularly weird thing about this is that Kelly, it wasn't just like a segment on, she was gonna co-host, which actually is lip gloss questions be damned. It's a prestige offering. Like, for you to co-host with Hoda, Kelly, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, Kelly, this is not the way. This is not the way to get album sales.
We told y'all just show up to the Today Show and do the job that you were hired to do. We told y'all we should just do the thing, and then people might know that you make music. Okay, I don't know.
No, that was true. I hope she hears it. Us. But I mean, this is the thing. If you and I were being invited to co-host the Today Show, we would have more money and listeners. That's the thing.
Beyonce. Don't let being not Beyonce trigger you. Acknowledge, hey, I'm not Beyonce. I need these views.
Yeah, that's really good advice. Whatever's triggering anyone, just say, you know what? I'm not Beyonce. I need XYZ. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. Sarah has 5 weird questions that I'm going to try to answer for the Patreon, maybe sometime this weekend if we have time.
Down. You're going to be so funny. Bye.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.